Joining us is the head coach of the Lamoure Litchfield Marion Lobos, Daryl Haugen. And coach, first of all, glad to have you back in the coaching ranks this year. I know you took some time off last year due to getting a kidney transplant. First question here, how you feeling?
Everything's been going good, and tomorrow's 1 year since the surgery. So being away from the kids and coaching last year, but I know Heath Schaefer did a good job, and I'm kind of anxious now to get back into the saddle and have another year at it.
Must feel pretty nice to have the season start on time for a change.
Yes, but the only big problem there is it seems, you know, this time of year there's so many things going on. I've got kids going on vacation. We got our Washington, D.C. trip that some of the juniors will be taking off next week, and then there's music. And so it seems like we haven't had all the kids out of practice yet, hardly at all.
How many kids are you having on the team this year? I know there's been some talk as of late that, you know, you might be kind of scratching thin here with kids. Is the turnout good this year?
Well, we got 14 kids out, and that's 8 through 12. So, I mean, I think we have three or four eighth graders, but they're going to help us down the road. So, you know, the numbers should be okay for this year. Next year, we're not sure on yet, but it'll probably be still enough to have a team.
Region 1 gets Hankinson-Fairmont this year as an addition. Talk about the adjustments with that, Coach.
Well, I really don't know much about them, being they haven't been in the league for quite a few years. I know Fairmont was in the league before we got in, and since we've got in, we've never ever played them. So I don't know a lot about them. Only thing is, I know it's going to be a long way to go play them.
You see a favorite this year in the region early on?
Well, you've got to look at probably the returning state champion, Kindred Richmond, and then Castleton always has the numbers. You know, when you go play them, you're basically playing a lot of seniors and juniors. You know, they got the numbers, so they don't need to bring the younger kids up. So they have the JV program, the junior high program, and Enderlin's always competitive every year.
Where do you think your team is going to be this year?
Well, I'm sure we'll probably be the middle of the pack. You know, it all depends on pitching. You know, if you get pitchers that go out and throw strikes, that's half the game right there. And then you got to play defense and make the plays. But you can't give up the free walks. Them are basically base hits in high school baseball.
Kidder County's coming up on Friday, Coach. 2 5-inning games, I know, and then you're having a lot of time off here. Tell us about that.
Well, that's due to the fact that I've got, like I said, one family with two kids going to Hawaii for a week. And then I have my juniors that will be gone that whole week to Washington, D.C. So it doesn't leave me enough kids to play any games that week. Kidder County is just basically a game just to get out, get some pitchers, some innings in, and let the batters get to swing the bat against somebody live. So that's all that is, just more or less a warm-up.
Your pitchers, how are they looking so far in practices?
Well, we really haven't thrown off the mound yet. You know, our home plate has been wet, so we're hopefully going to get and do a little throwing today off the mound. But, you know, it's hard to say. You know, a lot of those kids threw a lot last year, so it's not something that, you know, you need to spend a lot of time. You just got to make sure the kids' arms are in shape. And that first game, we won't throw anybody more than three innings, and they won't throw three if they throw a lot of pitches. So just a thing where everybody gets a chance to throw that first game.
And your seniors this year, Daryl, we'll just get you out on that. Talk about your senior class this year.
Well, we have a good list of seniors. You know, we have four that are from Lamoure and then one from Litchfield Marion. Tyler Thilges, Zach Steeman, Tanner Carlson, Devin Peterson from Lamoure, and Devin Peel from Litchfield Marion. So, I mean, these kids have played a lot of baseball, so it's good to have that many kids in that class. It's a lot of good leaders there, so a lot's going to dictate, you know, what they do. You know, they got to set the example for some of these younger kids, and I think this class will do a pretty good job of that.